For CJLO News, I'm Cédric Galland. Next Thursday, thousands of unvaccinated healthcare workers will be suspended without pay. This was mandated by the Quebec government back in September. However, lawyer Natalia Manoli asked the court to stop this process. Next week, she will attempt to debate the fact that such a procedure is a violation of rights for the healthcare workers. She also says that this mandate goes against public interest because there is already a lack of staff in the healthcare system. The number of unvaccinated workers now is around 15,000 people. A report by a Finnish telecom analyst places Canada's telecom prices among the highest in the world. The report compared the price of 40 countries for a 4G cell phone plan with a minimum of 100 gigabytes of mobile data per month. The lowest price was Israel. There you can get a 4G phone with unlimited minutes and 100 gigabyte of mobile data for 10 Canadian dollars per month. For Canada, multiply that price by 14. This data plan costs around $144 per month here. This issue sparked a few conversations during the federal elections this year, but nothing that warrants immediate change. Mayoral candidate Denis Coderre says that if elected, he will cover parts of the Descaries Expressway. This cover would be from Queen Mary to Côte-Sainte-Catherine Road. He says that the people of NDG and Côte des Neiges have been enduring the noise and visual pollution of this highway for decades now, and this project will put an end to that. In addition to covering the highway up, Coderre also wants to build a park and outdoor sports facilities on it. Lionel Perez, the local borough mayor for Coderre's party, wants a greener and more inclusive NDG and Côte des Neiges. The first part of this project is estimated to cost around $700 million, and Coderre wants both Quebec and Ottawa to pay for it. For more information, visit cjlo.com/news.